The Naked God from the Sea. Narrated by Julie Abel. Narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Gabriel's Suntan Oil by Darlene. I crawl out of the car and stretch. My body is warmed by the sun, supple and in summer mode. And I'm eager as a little kid for my 2 weeks down south. I can't remember the last time I had such a long holiday or so much time to myself. And now there's a fortnight of sun, sea and fishing waiting for me. Ice-cold beers and the catch of the day straight from the grill. As I am lumping my baggage into the little fishing cabin I've borrowed from my best mate, Frederick, I think how right now life is providing me with one of those seldom golden smiles. It was, moreover, Frederick who persuaded me to take a couple of weeks off. "You are going on a holiday. You need it," he insisted, with all the defiant assertion that a friend of 25 years standing can allow himself to muster. I smile to myself and admit that Frederick was right. A holiday feels so right and so damn well deserved. Whistling, I put on a pair of well-worn cut-down jeans and pad outside with a towel across my shoulders, my fishing rod in one hand and my bag in the other. I followed the path to the end of the pier, and I'm soon standing outside a little white seaman's cottage. This is the home of Scott and Company, a combined outdoors shop and grocers where, according to Frederick, you can get all of your essentials. Behind the counter stands an elderly man, Scott, I presume. He's powerfully built, towering grey beard, and looks like a real sea dog. Only the pipe and the sourstyle missing. He's got a good dose of southern scepticism towards strangers too, but he soon dries out when I say hello from Frederick. Our conversation inevitably turns towards fishing, and Scott gradually loosens up sufficiently that he dares criticise my ancient fishing rod. It's well enough, I suppose, but, and here comes typical South Norwegian understatement, maybe a bit too old and heavy. I give him a broad smile. When a southerner speaks from the guts, it means you're accepted. That's what Frederick says. Scott mumbles in his beard and peers me with a glint in his eye. Not that you'd need a lighter rod. No, a blonde, broad-shouldered, muscular Viking measured 190 centimetres in his stockinged feet probably shouldn't have any problems managing an overweight fishing rod. Just as I'm going out the door, richer to the tune of a six-pack of beer and some hot insider tips about undisturbed fishing spots, Scott comes out with sun lotion. "Have you got any?" Look back at him, rather surprised, and shake my head. He smiles, a touch embarrassed, and mumbles that his wife insists on him asking all the customers. It's obvious that someone needing sunscreen is a bit of a rarity. Scott can't find it anyway, and then hollers, "Gabriel!" A loud thump and some low swearing is all the answer he gets from behind the half-closed door. "Gabriel, do you know where your mother's put that bloody sun lotion?" After a pause, a deep, slightly hoarse mumbling can be heard. "We've only got suntan oil, fourth drawer on the left behind the counter."